ABC News.
Hello, Glenn Lord with a finance update. The highly anticipated review into the RBA has been handed to the Treasurer Jim Chalmers. The full scale of the recommendations are due to be released sometime next month, but there's an expectation that the probe's likely to recommend a dramatic shake-up in the way the central bank operates. There are also some suggestions that the report could signal the end of Governor Philip Lowe's reign after his comments that interest rates would stay near zero until 2024. The federal government's made its minimum wage submission to the Fair Work Commission, recommending it ensures real wages of low-paid workers don't go backwards. It says it's not suggesting wages should automatically increase with inflation, which currently sits at 6.8%, but says the current economic circumstances are challenging and exceptional. The ANZ Bank's defended its decision not to offer cash transactions over the counter at some of its branches. National Seniors have described the move as a form of institutionalised elder abuse. In a statement, ANZ says it's following a drop of more than 50% in the number of cash transactions in its branches, and staff are on hand to help customers use smart ATMs. The UK has agreed to join an Asia-Pacific trade pact that includes Australia, Japan and Mexico. It's the biggest trade deal Britain struck since leaving the EU. The ASX has broken its seven-week losing streak to finish the week up higher. The ASX 200 up 0.78% to 7,178. All sectors, apart from energy, ending the week in the green. ABC News.